Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us. We bless your name, O God. You are worthy to be praised, Father. We exalt you. We thank you, O Lord Jesus. We lift up your name. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. You are good unto us, O Lord. For who is like unto you, Father? Who is like thee? That there is no one. There is nothing that we can compare with you, Lord. You are good. You are kind. Lord, you are merciful. Thank you, O Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for compassion. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. We say thank you. You are worthy to be praised, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. And Lord, this day we pray, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. I want you to appreciate him for his good and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. The Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I speak over my day. I redeem this day with the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is suspended over my life. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of this day will not fall upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, for my portion is secured by the blood of Jesus. The evil of this day will not fall upon my portion, for my portion is secured by the blood of Jesus. I raise up the standard of the Lord over this day. Any evil hand that is stretched towards me, I command you to wither in the name of Jesus. When the enemy will come like a flood, oh, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them in the name of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me this day, you will not prosper over my life. And any tongue that professes evil towards me, in the name of Jesus, your tongues are condemned, your words are condemned in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve me, preserve my household in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve me from all evil from this day and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, this day I enjoy angelic assistance, for the Lord has said concerning me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. I enjoy the grace of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. This day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. I assess the provision of God for me today. In blessing, the Lord bless me. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. I put my hand in his hand. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profits this day by the leading and by the help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless my hand. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon will prosper. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon, even though dead, comes back to life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I will not be cut off from my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, I assess my daily provision. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I am blessed of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my portion. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. Oh, I am covered by his grace. I am covered by his blood. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly remind you of our program that will be coming up next week, Thursday. Our time of refreshing program. I began the reminder yesterday. I told you it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. It's a prayer and prophecy program for this month. That's on the 28th of May 2026. That is next week, Thursday. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We are going to come before the Lord. What the Lord is asking us to walk upon is breaking limitation, removing barrier, removing limitation from your life, from your business, from your family, over your children, over your ministry. The Lord is going to break every limitation of the enemy, limitation that has been placed upon your life, even the one that you know nothing about. He is saying he's going to break them. Every yoke, fetters of iron that is upon your leg, he's going to remove them, and he's going to set you upon your high places. He's going to enable you, and you're going to walk upon them. The Lord has promised you that this 2026 is going to be a wonderful year in your life. I want you to come before the Lord and stand upon his word, travail in the place of prayer to give birth to the prophecies that has been spoken concerning you. Lay hold on that which has been promised you, what the Lord has promised you. So the program is going to start by 12, by the grace of God, at our place of fellowship, Alua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's Thursday, the 28th of May 2026. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are going back to our theme of the month. You know, last week we took a break by the leading of the Lord. The Lord directed us to feast our children. We pray for them. We spoke about the grace of God upon their life, and we prayed for them, prayed for the children. By the grace of God, today we are resuming on the theme that the Lord has given to us for the month of May, and that is waiting upon the Lord. You know, we're reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to verse 31. This morning we are reading verse 31. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want you to understand this morning, dearly beloved, that there are things that we cannot assess on the run. We cannot assess them when we are not actively in the place of waiting. There are promises that will not be open unto us. There are doors that will remain closed except we wait patiently in the presence of the Lord for us to gain access into this mystery that the Lord has prepared for you. It is for the Lord to conceal a matter, but the grace and glory of God upon you as a king, as a prince, as a princess, is for you to be able to unveil this matter. And these things do not come on the natural surface. You access them in the place of waiting upon the Lord. Listen to me, dearly beloved. God promise of strength is not from your own effort, but from his spirit upon you. You draw strength from the release of his spirit, not from your effort, but by his grace that is given to you. Now, the access to the release of this spirit, the access to the release of this strength, the access to the release of the move of the spirit that you desire is in the place of waiting, not on the move. It's in the place. Psalm 130 verse 5 and verse 6 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. In his word I do hope. Now, verse 6 says, my soul waits for the word more than those who watch for the morning. The second line said, yes, my soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. That means there is something about this subject of waiting upon the Lord. Listen, the entrance to the depth of his presence is not far. It is in the place of waiting. Your ministry, your life, your person, I mean your personality, is endowed with the strength for your generation in the place of waiting. Let me tell you this, like my father in the Lord will always say, that the call of God unto you as a minister of God is an answer for a cry of a particular generation. So your calling into ministry is not a waste. I want you to hold that in your hand. You are the answer of the prayer of a particular generation. That is the reason for your calling. Now, for you to access the strength, the mystery that is behind your ministry, that is behind your ministry for the generation you are called for, it is only assessed in the place of waiting upon the Lord. You stay until the Lord speaks. You wait on the Lord until the Lord speaks about the matter. It is not a decision you make on the run or on the move. No, it's a matter of waiting to listen to the voice of the Lord. It's a matter of waiting to listen, abandoning the other voices that is speaking to your mind and choosing to actively wait upon the Lord so that you have access for the strength that you need. You stay until the Lord speaks about that matter. You don't move until He gives direction. Even when waiting seems to be the opposite reaction, even when waiting seems to be very foolish for you, but then you wait upon Him until He speaks. What you are asking Him for is a direction and a message of a lifetime. You have to wait until He speaks. You are not relying on your efforts. The journey you want to embark on is not something that you can cover by your human strength. Therefore, you have to wait until He speaks. Let me have this for you this morning. Beloved, you have to understand that there are situations that will need you to go before the Lord and ask, Lord, are you here? There was a situation that Elijah was going through. The Lord told him to appear before him. And while he was there on a mountain, there was wind, there was fire, there was earthquake, there was storm. Each of these events that was taking place, the scripture will always affirm it, but the Lord was not there. And there was an earthquake, the Lord was not there. And there was this, the Lord was not there. And after all, there was this silence. The Bible says a still small voice. The Bible says the Lord spoke to him. So there are situations that happen in your life that you will go before the Lord and ask, God, are you here? Remember this from the scripture. God did not deliver the children of Israel from the Red Sea, but He delivered them through the Red Sea. God might not deliver you from your current situation. He will deliver you through it. I don't know what you are going through presently. I don't know what is happening to you at this particular time. But I want you to go before the Lord and ask that, God, are you here? Ask Him, God, are you here? Because it might be that the Lord is going to deliver you through that particular situation you are going through, not from it. The deliverance, the greatness that you desire, God might be planning it for you through the current situation that you are going through, not away from it. So you need to speak to God and ask Him, God, are you here? And you allow Him to speak to you, to be able to speak to you. You speak to your spirit and your soul. Be still and know, be still and listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Let me tell you something special about waiting as I round up this morning by the grace of God. Now, when you wait upon the Lord, it means that you pause for further instruction from the Lord. You wait. You come to a point of stop, not just doing nothing. Now, this your process of stopping or pausing for further instruction from the Lord is not that you just pause and you just sit down doing nothing. It means that in this time of waiting for the next instruction, you have engaged yourself in prayer and active, purposeful studying of the word of the Lord. You engage yourself in prayer and active, purposeful studying of the scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. I will stand upon my watch and set myself on the tower and watch to see what He will say to me and what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, or at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it may tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Waiting upon the Lord, actively engaging yourself in the place of prayer and in the study of the scripture. Prayerfully waiting. Listen, prayerfully waiting. Waiting upon the Lord, obedience and active meditation on the word of the Lord. Wait upon Him before making that decision. Pause for further instruction. Prayerfully waiting upon Him in obedience and actively, purposefully studying the scripture. I want you to hold on unto this last part of this word. Waiting upon the Lord, you pause for further instruction. You wait for further instruction. You wait upon Him, not just sitting down doing nothing, but prayerfully and actively studying the word of the Lord and position yourself to obey his word when it comes unto you. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Please remember, what you are going through, the Lord is definitely going to deliver you. But wait upon him. He might not deliver you from it, but deliver you through it for his name to be glorified upon your life. The blessings of the Lord is upon you as you go today in the name of Jesus. I put the blessing of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. It is well with you. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.